For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We turn things over, bring in my favorite Hurricanes.com reporter, my man Walt Ruff. Give him a follow online at Walt Ruff. All right, Walt, let's get right into it. Are we going to break the news now that Jake Gensel's coming to the Carolina Hurricanes? Are we doing that now, or is it, you know, Pavel Buchnevich? Who's coming? Who's coming, Walt? Tell me.
Well, Dennis, as much as I'd love to go viral with you and I'd love to break some news, unfortunately, as of this minute, I don't have anything for you. I know. I'm sorry. I apologize to all the listeners as well. I know that we were hoping to have some news to share by this time, but no dice just yet.
Okay. All right. So we'll expect the announcement by the time this interview wraps up. Okay. That's fine. Okay. You may not break news yet, but right now you're breaking my heart. And I think you're breaking the heart of a lot of Canes fans right now, Walt Ruff, because I was anticipating good news because we actually heard from a lot of the national pundits, a lot of the national insiders, that Pittsburgh was looking to get a deal done for Jake Gensel last night, but he's still a Pittsburgh Penguin as of today. It seems like Pittsburgh is just kind of waiting to see what the best price is right now. But are there concerns, Walt, that Jake Gensel is coming off an injury right now? Like, how ready do you think he will actually be able to play, whether he's traded to Carolina or another team? How fast would he actually be available for whomever picks him up?
Well, to the first part of the question, I guess that's the power of negotiation, right? Mm-hmm. You say you're going to do one thing, you set a deadline, and then all of a sudden we're hearing that there's 6-7 teams in the mix. So obviously there's a variety of different offers being thrown that direction. A lot of people are saying that the Carolina one would be prospect heavy, which is what Pittsburgh had initially wanted in the first place, because if you look at their organization, they're at a bit of a crossroads, right? Yes, they've got some of the best players in the game, but they're also at risk of missing the playoffs once again. So what do they do? Where do they go? But as far as Gensel's injury, I don't know that there's a ton of concern, because ultimately what you're buying for is your games in April, May, and potentially June, right? We know that Carolina likes to play the safe side of things when it comes to these injuries. So whether that comes to fruition or not, time will only tell, but I don't think there's a ton of concern because of that.
Walt Ruff, Hurricanes.com, joining us here in the Adam Gold Show. Dennis Cox sitting in for Adam. Just being around the team, you know, at practice and stuff this past week, the guys around the league know that the trade deadline and stuff's coming up. Have you felt or noticed any sort of guys maybe being a little bit more tense, or maybe what the conversations are like? Because, again, someone's life or multiple guys' lives are going to be uprooted, and, you know, possibly in 24 hours or less. Hey, you know what? You no longer live and work here. You live and work somewhere else, and you just don't know that kind of stuff generally going in. Is there any sort of conversations or vibe around the locker room that might be hanging over with the trade deadline coming up?
Adam Gold in studio with my man, Coach Pete DeRuta, Capital Financial Advisory Group. I was on your website, and I love the term financial termites, because there are always things eating at your money that you can't see.
So you don't want financial termites. Termites in the financial world are risk, fees, unnecessary commissions. All the bad things that we see and we hear about on TV are happening many times inside your portfolio you don't see. So you need a financial exterminator. Well, for the next 10 of you who call, we'll put together for you your very own total retirement plan at no cost.
Call 888-843-0013 or text Adam to 600-700.
Adam Gold is a paid spokesman. Investment advisory services offered by Capital Financial Advisory Group, a North Carolina registered investment advisor.
I don't think too much. I think that usually impacts the selling teams a little bit more, mm-hmm. right? Because I think it's safe to say that if Carolina is to make a move within the next 24-ish hours, it's going to be buying, right? It's going to be adding to the locker room. And if they're adding, there's really no one in the biggest concern a guy could have would be, is it going to jeopardize my playing time? Guys probably are not actively thinking about being shipped out. It's mm-hmm. thinking about how the team is going to be made better. But you're right. I mean, it could be affecting a couple of guys, because we've seen hockey moves or player in, player out trades before. So you just never know. But of course, if you don't know, then what's the concern worrying about it, right?
I guess. I mean, if you don't know, but I guess it's also the fear of the unknown, right? People want to have security, whatever it is they're working, wherever it is they're doing, in any line of profession, whether it's sports or working in media, you name it, people want to have that security. WaltRuffHurricanes.com joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. Something else I want to bring up regarding the Carolina Hurricanes is that Antti Raanta was brought off injured reserve. Looks like he's healthy and ready to go. Should we expect him to start tonight? Because right now they have three healthy goalies. They have three games in 4 days. We're going to see Raanta one night, Kochekov one night, and Spencer Martin another night. Like, is that what they're going to do over the next 3 days? I mean, they got the goalies. Might as well use them.
Yeah, it's a really fascinating situation, Dennis, because three, maybe four, right? We're still not sure what Frederik Andersen's status is, or I guess we do know, but it's been, you know, waiting on him to give the thumbs up. He's just around the corner for about a week now, so where does he factor in? Because when he's healthy, you want him playing, right? Mm-hmm. The only real thing of certainty I could possibly say is that it feels safe to think that the Canes would use three different goaltenders over the next 4 days, because we've seen injuries rear their ugly head, and you want to keep guys for as healthy as long as you can. But of course, like we were just talking about in the previous question, there is that fear of the unknown. Is, you know, a move going to be made involving one of the four goaltenders within the next 24-ish hours? And again, only time will tell with that. But credit to Pyotr Kochekov and Spencer Martin. They've both been excellent lately. I don't envy the situation they're in, where Kochekov, who of course is the future, he's the future number one. You've got Spencer Martin, who's done nothing but play well since he's been here. And now you're factoring in the two guys who you started the season with. So what does that mean for them? What does that mean for their starts, even though they've played well? And I, like you, am curious to see how it all shakes down.
I'm curious to see when Freddie Andersen does return. Like you mentioned a moment ago, Walt, is that seems like he's been around the corner for about a week. Is there any indication about, is it going to be next week? Because the Canes have 14 games coming up in the next 24 days. They might have to use three goalies in order to handle this workload. But you know what? Is there any sort of indication when he's actually going to be ready to go? He's practicing a bunch.
Yeah, well, I do think we're right there. So that leads us to believe, with the amount that he's practiced, he's traveled with the team, he's taken part in morning skates for probably about 3 weeks now. So I know that Don Waddell made an initial comment when he was first cleared to resume on ice activities that we were probably looking at a couple weeks to a month before he would be back in game readiness, game shape. And credit to goaltending coach Paul Schoenfelder, who's been out there doing a bevy of different drills and trying to ensure that Freddie Andersen's good to go. So common logic thinks that it's close, like really close, mm-hmm. but at the same time, we know that they've played this situation safe for a very long time, and ultimately that's the guy who you want ready, healthy, and available for April and May. Yes, of course, they want him in a couple regular season games before playoff time. I wish I knew what to tell you, Dennis. Yeah. I think it could be as soon as tonight, and it wouldn't surprise me if it were still 2-3 weeks away.
That's wild to think about, but also you get to look at the roster management standpoint. Final question here for WaltRuffHurricanes.com. If Andersen is activated, you have four goalies. There's only so many roster spots. You're only allowed to have 23 guys on your roster, which means someone's going to have to get moved. Either they get put on waivers, or if they get traded, you know, by noon tomorrow or by 3 o'clock tomorrow.
Calling all North Carolina sports fans. Soon enough, DraftKings Sportsbook will be live in your state. Starting March 11th, you'll be able to bet on all your favorite sports from the comfort of your own home with DraftKings. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and sign up with code 999 to get up to $300 in bonus bets when you place a $5 bet once mobile sports betting goes live. Only on DraftKings Sportsbook, coming soon to North Carolina on March 11th with code 999. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 877-185-543 or visit morethanagame.nc.gov. 21 plus, North Carolina only, new customers only, subject to regulatory licensing requirements. Maximum $300 in bonus bets not available for use until March 11th, 2024. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Deposit, wagering, and eligibility restrictions apply. Terms at DraftKings.com/sportsbook/NC.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Time's going to tell regarding that.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's really interesting to think about when you think about each situation, right? Antti Raanta obviously had his struggles earlier this season, but he's been okay since he came back before he got hurt. I believe he was 6-2-1, save percentage just above 900 in his games since returning from the American Hockey League. You want Kochetkov to stay in a rhythm because, again, he is the guy who you're going to be counting on for the years to come. Spencer Martin, is he expendable, or do you have concern that another team is going to pick him up because he's now showcased what he can do on a good team? Yes, his numbers were not very good in a situation like Columbus, but you have to have the thought of, what if a team like Philadelphia is willing to claim him on waivers, and then potentially you have to eye him up in the first round?
Yeah.
And then Frederik Andersen, of course, that's the big question mark. I don't think that there would be any trade implications there. Of course, he needs to be healthy and ready to go first, and he is who the team thought was going to be their number one at the start of the season. I think there is a lot of reason to believe that if you have a healthy Andersen and Kochetkov, you're in a very good spot. Of course, if Spencer Martin continues to play the way that he has, you probably feel comfortable with him too. So I can't say it enough. I'm curious to see how this situation shakes down. I do not envy the decision makers in a spot like this.
Walt Ruff, Hurricanes.com. Follow him on X at Walt Ruff. And again, follow his work at Hurricanes.com. Thank you for your time, good sir. You let me know first when the Canes do make a trade for Jake Guentzel or Pavel Buchnevich. You let me know first so we can break it on air, all right?
I will. I'll give you a call, Dennis.
That's Walt Ruff, Hurricanes.com, joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. Speaking of the Canes and all the goaltenders that they have, look like they're going to have four when Freddie Andersen is healthy. There's so much talk in the NHL about, hey, what teams are looking to trade for goalies? You know, is Jake Allen from Montreal going to get traded? Is Jacob Markstrom from Calgary going to get traded? You know, Marc-Andre Fleury in the Minnesota Wild, is he going to get dealt? But that team actually announced that, no, actually he's going to be staying put. All this talk about teams that want to pick up and add goalies, no goalies have been traded yet, at least none that I've seen. At least none that I've seen so far. But a flurry of forwards and defensemen have been on the move so far. But you know what? Maybe the Carolina Hurricanes, like, you know what? No one's getting a goaltending. We're keeping them all. No one else is getting goals.
Just all of them. We're just going to keep everyone.
You know, and he brings up Philadelphia. Philadelphia, you know, one of their goaltenders, Carter Hart, has a big-time legal situation going on up in Canada right now, so that's the reason why he's not playing their goaltender. Canes right now are set to face the Philadelphia Flyers in the first round of the playoffs. So if you put, you know, Raanta or Spencer Martin on waivers and the Flyers snatch them up, like Walt said, might be playing them in the first round of the playoffs. Time will tell.
Calling all North Carolina sports fans. Soon enough, DraftKings Sportsbook will be live in your state. Starting March 11th, you'll be able to bet on all your favorite sports from the comfort of your own home with DraftKings. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and sign up with code 999 to get up to $300 in bonus bets when you place a $5 bet once mobile sports betting goes live. Only on DraftKings Sportsbook, coming soon to North Carolina on March 11th with code 999. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 877-185-543 or visit morethanagame.nc.gov. 21 plus, North Carolina only, new customers only, subject to regulatory licensing requirements. Maximum $300 in bonus bets not available for use until March 11th, 2024. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Deposit, wagering, and eligibility restrictions apply. Terms at DraftKings.com/sportsbook/NC.